You know, I thought it was a good learning experience. I think Detroit did a really good job watching the tape from last week. And they mixed up the looks. I thought a lot of credit to them. So, you know, I thought overall it was a really good experience.
Can you take us through what happened on that first sack?
Yeah, that was one of those. That was one of those looks. You know, it was just one of those things that kind of happens, and you know, you got to get up and go move on from it. So they got us, and you know, even if we had thrown the hot, I think they were even trapping that. So overall, it was a good scheme by Detroit.
Is that more on you with the protection call there?
Yeah, well, I mean, like I was saying, even if we had thrown hot, they had brought a guy to cover that, so they kind of just took everything away from us at that point. So I thought it was a really good scheme by Detroit.
Christian, what can you extract out of this? What positive thing can you get out of this first half?
I mean, I think overall, like I said, it was a really good learning experience. You know, again, and you see a team, they're professionals over there too, and they did a great job game planning us based upon what we did on tape last week. So, you know, we were able to make some halftime adjustments. I thought Bryce did a great job going out and executing those. So, a lot of credit to our coaching staff and that unit.
Christian, when did you find out you were going to start today?
Coach informed us all like Friday morning.
Christian, you usually don't see a lot of game planning in preseason games. So, were you surprised that they did
come out on that? You know, like I said, I thought they mixed up their looks a lot. You know, we just had to do, I think, a better job getting the rhythm, staying in a flow of the game and manageable situations to start. So that's on all of us.
You said good experience. Can you just kind of elaborate a little bit? Just, I mean, obviously, if your first start, beyond that, what do you take away? Just looking at the looks and things like that?
Yeah, I think just, again, you know, being able to react and learn and you know, see different things and just kind of get in the flow of the game from that standpoint.
What do you guys need to improve on in order to get in the end zone? So now, I know when you specifically been on the field, you guys have scored a touchdown. Yet, so what do you think you need to change, like, collectively as an offense to get it?
Yeah, I think just overall we got to continue to stay in manageable situations. You know, the second longs are tough. Third and longs are tough. So we just have to stay on schedule, and that goes from, you know, my execution, you know, penalties, those types of things. We got to try and avoid that as a unit, and you know, figure out ways to continue to move the ball forward.
On the pump fake, just one of those free things. So.
Yeah, well, I thought I had him, and then at the last second, the one linebacker kind of flashed. So I was happy that was the result instead of plugging him right in the chest. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think it was good having BP back. You know, I think I said it earlier this week. He's a big part of this team. I think he's a great leader, someone I look up to. You know, personally, I think a lot of guys do. So, you know, happy to have him back out in the field.
Christian Todd said that this is not fair evaluation because you didn't have sufficient time in the pocket. Do you think you had a fair opportunity?
You know, I mean, again, I think, looking back at it, I'll watch the tape, but I think overall, you know, in my opinion right now, I thought it was just, I thought it was an experience. I think, you know, you gotta experience things, and you gotta be able to bounce back and learn from them and grow from them. And so I think, you know, coach has his opinion, and, you know, I'm sure that's one that I'll hear, and my quarterback coach, Lennessy, will have their opinions after the tape. So, you know, again, I'm always just trying to build and move forward.
Was there any part of you that wanted to, I know it's not kind of, you knew you were just going to go the first half, but because you didn't get any rhythm going for the first half, was there any part of you that hoped to maybe get a series of two of them in the third quarter just to kind of walk away with more of a positive feel?
You know, I think competitively, yeah, but I think, you know, overall that was the plan, and, you know, I was happy for everyone in the second half. I thought we did, again, going back to what I was saying, I thought we did a great job making some halftime adjustments, and we were able to find a rhythm and, you know, do some things to get them in positions to stay on schedule, and we were able to do that in the second half.
Todd's been pretty vocal about this being a wide open quarterback competition. You guys are now through about half a training camp, two preseason games. Are you content with everything that you've shown, like when you look at and assess your own play?
Yeah, I mean, I think Yeah, I think that there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, and my goal is just take it one day at a time. And at the end of the day, you know, those decisions aren't mine to make. You know, I just got to go out and do my job every day, practice games. So that's my focus.
All good.
Next question.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.